Seven Times Jeff Sessions Triumphed for Trump's America First Agenda. By John Binder on November 7, 2018. As Attorney General, Jeff Sessions had numerous triumphs and promises kept for President Trump's America First Agenda. Here, Breitbart News details Sessions' victorious tenure. 1. Sessions ending Obama's DACA amnesty. In September 2017, Sessions executed Trump's promise by ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program, which gave amnesty to more than 1 million illegal aliens. To have a lawful system of immigration that serves the national interest, we cannot admit everyone who would like to come here, Sessions said at the time. That is an open border policy and the American people have rightly rejected it. Therefore, the nation must set and enforce a limit on how many immigrants we admit each year, and that means all cannot be accepted, Sessions declared. 2. Sessions suing California over sanctuary state law. In March, Sessions announced a lawsuit by his Department of Justice, DOJ, to fight California's expansive circumvention of federal immigration law through their sanctuary state policy that gives refuge to criminal illegal aliens. Sessions actually traveled to California to deliver his speech announcing his suing of the state for their sanctuary state law, a determined move by the Attorney General. 3. Sessions' pro-American asylum reforms. With gridlock on ending the immigration and asylum loopholes of the Obama administration, the Republican-controlled Congress, Sessions took action against the open-ended asylum rules of the past. Sessions tightened asylum rules to exclude migrants who claim to be fleeing gang violence and domestic abuse. These two claims made millions of Central Americans eligible for asylum under Obama, but have since been closed to enforce asylum rules as they were intended. 4. Sessions cracking down on anti-American discrimination. In a series of settlements with companies, Sessions' DOJ has investigated, prosecuted, and fined businesses that hired illegal aliens, foreign nationals, and foreign guest visa workers instead of eligible American citizens. Most recently, Sessions fined a housekeeping company for hiring H-2B foreign workers over American citizens. Previously, Sessions penalized and fined a landscaping company in North Carolina for discriminating against Americans in their hiring practices, favoring foreign workers instead. A Colorado corporation, last year, was fined by Sessions' DOJ for importing foreign workers without trying to hire Americans first for farming jobs. 5. Sessions building a legal wall to block illegal immigration. Sessions has deployed more immigration judges and additional prosecutors to the border while instructing the legal arm of immigration law to take action. I have directed our U.S. attorneys at the border to take whatever immediate action to ensure that we have sufficient prosecutors available, Sessions said in April when a caravan of migrants was headed to the border. I have also directed that we commit any additional necessary immigration judges to adjudicate any asylum cases that may arise from this caravan. 6. Sessions' increasing rejection rate of false asylum seekers. Sessions' asylum reforms have successfully kept out ineligible asylum seekers from the U.S., as Breitbart News's Neil Monroe most recently reported. In June, 1 in 6 asylum applicants were rejected at the border, up from 1 in 10 during April and May, according to the April to June report recently issued by the Department of Homeland Security. The test, dubbed the Credible Fear Test, is vital because migrants who fail the test can be quickly deported without being released. That 50% jump in the May to June rejection rate came as Sessions issued new asylum rules on June 11, but before the DHS released detailed instructions to border officers on July 11. 7. Sessions' resilience on building a wall. Aside from President Trump, Sessions has been the leading proponent in the administration for a border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. In January, Sessions laid out the case for a border wall to prevent illegal immigration and cripple the cartel's human trafficking scheme. The president is determined to finally build a wall at the southern border, Sessions said at the time. This will make it harder, much harder, and more expensive for illegal aliens to break our laws and smuggle drugs or even human beings into this country. For many, it will become too costly, or too much trouble, and they will stay home. Most importantly, the wall will send a message to the world that in the United States of America, we enforce the laws of this country, Sessions said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.